This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know, I could go out onto 3rd Avenue, right outside Marketplace East headquarters where I am today. I could stop 10 people, ask them what they remember about the financial crisis, and I'd bet 6 of them, probably more like 7 or 8, would say something about too big to fail. The idea that there were banks and other companies in this economy that simply had to be bailed out or the whole thing would have gone down the drain, like really down the drain. The Dodd-Frank law put in something of a fix for that. It said that companies that were too big would be designated as systemically important financial institutions and would have to live under special rules meant to protect the rest of us should they go under. All of which is a very long windup to the news of the day. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. ruled yesterday afternoon that MetLife, the insurance company, should not be considered systemically important. The judge said regulators hadn't accurately figured out how vulnerable MetLife might be to some kind of financial crisis, although the ruling was partly under seal, so there's possibly more on that one. Anyway, as if on cue, today General Electric, parent of GE Capital, asked regulators to lift its SIFI designation. Marketplace's Andy Euler gets us started with a little bit of MetLife GE compare and contrast.
MetLife says it's, you know, just an insurance company. It's argued for years that it's different from a bank like, say, Goldman Sachs because
they tend to have more capital, which means they are somewhat less leveraged.
That's Lawrence J. White. He teaches economics at NYU's Stern School of Business. But MetLife is a financial institution. He says we shouldn't forget it manages about $500 billion in assets. That's its business. AIG was also an insurance company, and its demise in 2008 led to, well, you know that story. This ruling could get rid of that too-big-to-fail distinction for MetLife, which means it wouldn't have to deal with the Federal Reserve anymore. And maybe more important, it wouldn't have to keep as much capital on hand. But
if they got into trouble, the consequences for the rest of the economy could be substantial.
Then there's GE, an industrial company whose lending arm, GE Capital, ballooned to an enormous size over the years. After the financial crisis, GE decided to get back to manufacturing, and GE Capital has dumped more than half of its investments. That's still more than $250 billion, but at least it's making an effort, right? James Kwok is a professor at the University of Connecticut Law School.
I mean, in a sense, you could say GE, this is a success story for the entire regulatory regime, right? So the regulator said you are systemically important. GE didn't want to be, and they took steps to get rid of that.
So what does MetLife's win in court mean for Dodd-Frank and the future of financial regulation? Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has more on that.
Maybe it's best to start with what doesn't happen now.
It's not a loophole. It's not been a decision made whether they can or can't regulate an insurance company the size of Metropolitan. It's none of that.
James Cox is a professor of corporate and securities law at Duke University.
It's just merely saying that this one attempt was not sufficient, but that doesn't prevent them from making future attempts.
He says it's possible the government will appeal this decision, but going forward, they'll likely have to change how they determine whether companies are systemically important. Donald Lampson is a lawyer at Squire Patton Boggs. He helped draft the Dodd-Frank legislation when he worked in government, and he says the designation process isn't very transparent.
There's a black box they use, but no one knows precisely what is in that black box. And at the end of the day, there's a designation announced. Now it will have to actually show analyses where systemic risks arise.
Like on a math test, the government will have to show its work. James Barth at Auburn University sees this as a healthy approach.
We regulate firms in such a way that we promote safe and sound financial activities, but we also don't want to impose excessive regulatory costs.
And if this decision helps push regulators away from focusing so much on size, more on the types of risk a company takes, that'd be a good thing, says Karen Petro. She's the managing partner of Federal Financial Analytics.
They're not all big, but when they're doing the same thing, particularly in risky ways, I think the rules should be the same.
I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.